The U.S. House of Representatives has moved much closer to the impeachment of President Trump after Speaker Nancy Pelosi officially called for articles of impeachment yesterday. The final vote seems all but certain with Democrats in the majority, and the president so far refusing to defend himself to the body. He's up against far better odds in the Republican-controlled Senate. But what about the country? What does this process mean for the U.S. as a whole, and how does this moment in history stack up to impeachments of the not-so-distant past? Earlier, I spoke with former Arizona Congressman Jim Colby, who was in the House during the impeachment of President Clinton. I began by asking him whether the impeachment process is almost entirely a political one.
Well, it is a political process, yes. I think it should be thought of in that light. We see judicial aspects of it, the way it's conducted, but it is essentially a political process. It's a means established in the Constitution for removal of the president. It doesn't resolve in any conviction that results in a fine or prison sentence. It is simply for the removal of the president, and that is a political process.
Is there any way to do this process in any way that approaches purity?
No, there's no way to do it that absolutely is pure. I think the Nixon impeachment, which never, of course, reached the level of a vote in the House of Representatives of impeachment, but I think is a guideline of how this process should be followed. There were 13 months, and I can say that again, 13 months of hearings, which gradually built the case and ultimately, of course, uncovered the tapes that was the smoking gun that then caused Republican members of Congress to go to the president and tell him he had lost all confidence in the Congress and that he would be impeached and that he would be convicted in the Senate and that he should resign, and that's exactly what he did. So I think there is a process that needs to be followed. I think this has been pushed a little fast. There is certainly reprehensible behavior on the part of the president. I think that's unquestionable. Whether it arises to the level of what one considers an impeachable offense, that's an individual decision, because it is in the minds, it is in the eye of what the individual decides is an impeachable offense. The Constitution does not spell that out specifically.
You mentioned how President Trump's behavior may have been reprehensible, but also the phrase smoking gun is in there. Do you see that with the Ukraine situation or anything else, frankly?
There are clearly some indications, yes. I mean, he has been caught up in there was no quid pro quo. There was a quid pro quo, as they're using that phrase now. That there clearly was something that was an ask and a demand in return for it. Now, the question still comes back, though, to whether or not you think this is an impeachable offense. Presidents have used their office to, in the past, for this kind of thing. And the question is this enough to really impeach this president? Should he just be, we should allow the election process to make the determination of whether this president is going to be removed? I think another thing that needs to be kept in mind is in the case of both Nixon and in the case of Clinton, they were in their second term of office. There was not going to be another term. There was not going to be another election on whether Nixon or Clinton should be returned to office. That's not the case here. So you have in less than 12 months an opportunity for the American people to make their own judgment on this case. And I think that weighs heavily, I think, on some members as to whether or not this should just be held for the American public to make the decision.
Yeah, when you compare your experience with the Clinton impeachment and what you saw of your colleagues at the time, how do you think that members of the House have performed their duties so far during this? And that can be Democrats or Republicans.
It's certainly a fairly low grade, maybe a passing grade, but not a very high one, maybe a C minus or something like that. I don't think this process has been covered in a great deal of glory on either side. And there has been when you receive the things that are said in the committee and you see the things that are said about other members or about witnesses, I think it's not been good. It has not been conducive to a careful consideration of the issues. So I think that, again, reflects the polarization that we see in our society and the fact that people really just, they've either made up their minds or they want to make up their minds and they want to hear just certain things that are going to be said about this process.
Let me ask you a two-part question related to starting with the Clinton impeachment process. Did Republican members of the House at the time actually believe that the Senate would go forward to convict? And I'm wondering as well, because some people are criticizing Democrats now. We're just wondering, because it is a Republican-controlled Senate, if Democrats should even go through the process, because it's very, very unlikely, almost impossible, to think that Republican Senate would vote to impeach.
Right.
So take me back to what it was like then, and whether you think that should factor in as to whether the House goes forward.
I think most of us at the time did not feel that the Senate was going to convict. We thought there was not much possibility of a two-thirds vote in the Senate. And of course, we were correct. Once the process is started, though, you have to make a judgment based on the impeachment charges that are in front of you. And in my instance, I didn't make any statements, which I think, by the way, is another mistake that a lot of these members are making. They're prejudging this. They're already stating what their position is. Now, again, it comes back to this question of whether, because Trump is in his first term and is going to be running for re-election, from a political standpoint, are Republicans better off letting this thing slide? Or I should say Democrats, are they better off doing that? Because if he's not convicted, you know exactly what he's going to say. See, it's just like the Mueller report. I'm exonerated. And that's going to just feed into his election campaign. So I think they have to take that into consideration, but they do seem very intent on going through with the impeachment process, which means there will be a trial in the Senate.
All right. That is Jim Colby. He served Arizona in Congress for more than two decades. Congressman, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.